제31회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 출장 갈 때 입고 갈 옷을 고르시오.
Honey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm packing for my business trip this weekend.
Is that why you took out all the clothes?
Yes. Hey, which suit do you think I should wear? I can't pick.
I'd say the one with stripes.
Good idea. I should bring a sports jacket, too. Which one do you think looks best on me?
How about this one without any patterns? And you might need a baseball cap, too.
Okay, I'll put a sports jacket and a cap in the bag. And I need to wear a tie. Any suggestions?
You should wear the one that I gave you for your birthday.
Oh, you mean the one with stripes?
No, don't you remember? It was the one with dots.
That's right. I'm sorry, and thank you. I couldn't have packed without you.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Tom. Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure, have a seat. Do you have any problems?
I'm not sure what to do about college.
What do you mean? You're still planning to go to college, aren't you?
I just mean I can't make up my mind on which university to apply for.
It's totally up to you. Nobody can do that for you.
I know, but I just want to listen to your advice on whether to apply to George or Walton.
Well, Walton is an all-women's university, isn't it? So you might have more opportunities to join other university organizations.
They offer very good scholarships as well. But George has a great business school.
You're right. George is also one of the most prestigious colleges in our country.
Oh, it makes me so confused.
But you don't have to be confused if you don't get accepted to one anyway.
Yeah, right.
So why don't you apply to both of them and make your final decision then?
3번. 대화를 듣고 무엇에 관한 대화인지 고르시오.
Hi, Susan. I'm home. Have you heard the news?
Hi, Mark. What news?
They're going to make a park across the street.
A park across the street? Where did you hear that?
I overheard some people talking on the bus.
I've never heard about it. Do you think it's true?
I think so, but I don't know for sure.
Whether it's true or not, it would be really nice to have the park near here.
I know. But there will be a lot of noise during the construction.
You're right. Do you remember that there was serious noise pollution when they were building the community center?
Yes, noise and a traffic jam as well. It was terrible.
I hope the construction will finish as soon as possible, if it's true what you heard.
4번. 대화를 듣고 쿠키를 만드는 과정으로 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
These chocolate chip cookies are really good. Could you tell me your recipe for them?
Sure, but it's pretty complicated. You might want to write this down.
Okay, I'm ready.
First, mix together 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of butter, and 1 cup of sugar.
Flour, butter, and sugar.
Right. Then add 2 eggs. Next, combine all the ingredients in a large bowl. And then...
Wait a minute. Could you repeat the last 2 instructions?
Sure. Add 2 eggs and combine all the ingredients into a large bowl.
I've got it.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Slowly mix in 1 cup of chocolate chips and 1 cup of nuts. Are you with me so far?
Yes, I'm following you. Go ahead.
Then form little cookies from the mixture. And finally, bake for 8 minutes at 375 degrees. Have you got all that?
I think so. Thanks a lot.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 대화를 끝낸 직후 할 일을 고르시오.
Would you like some pie with your tea?
Sure, I'd love that. This pie is so delicious.
Is it? Actually, my grandmother brought them this morning.
How is your grandma? Say hello to her.
Sure, she's fine. Can I get you some more?
No, thanks. I'm really full. Oh, it's already after 9. I've got to go now.
So soon? The night is still young.
I don't want to overstay my welcome. Besides, I have an early start tomorrow.
Right. So are you all prepared for the trip?
Almost. I still need to pack some stuff. It was really nice to see you before I leave.
Yeah, me too. I hope you enjoyed dinner.
Oh, sure. I really did. Thank you for the lovely meal.
My pleasure. Let me walk you to the bus stop.
Thank you.
(6번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 욕으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, I need a few supplies for school.
There are a couple of pencils and an eraser in the kitchen drawer.
I'm in high school now and I need real supplies for my demanding classes.
What do you mean?
I need some high-tech stuff like a calculator or a laptop computer.
I didn't have any of that when I was in high school and I did just fine.
Yeah, and there weren't any cars either, were there? And things are just more progressive now.
Well, I think my adding machine from college is kicking around here somewhere.
Dad, I need a calculator for geometry. That simple adding machine wouldn't work.
Great. My daughter will be playing video games in geometry class.
No, it's not like that. And everyone has one.
Okay. How much is this thing going to cost me?
Well, I saw it at the store for only $99.
It's almost $100.
(7번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 버스를 탈 시간과 버스비로 내야 할 총 금액이 바르게 짝지어진 것을 고르시오.
Hello, how may I help you?
Good afternoon. I'd like to go to New York nonstop.
For how many people?
2 adults and 2 kids. What's the fare?
Are they on one-way or round trip?
I need one-way tickets, please.
It's $26 for an adult and $13 for a child.
Okay. How often does the bus come?
It comes every 1.5 hours. I'm afraid you just missed one.
Oh, that's too bad. I should have come earlier. What time will the next bus leave?
It'll leave at 6:30 p.m. And there's another bus leaving in 30 minutes, but it stops over other cities.
How long does it take to get to New York?
It will take almost twice as long as the nonstop bus.
Then I'll take the nonstop bus. Maybe I'll have early dinner around here while waiting.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Ms. Walton.
Hi, Jack. You're late again.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't help it.
What's the matter? Were you sick this morning?
No, I'm fine.
Then why do you keep coming late? It's 3 days in a row.
I've been having a hard time getting up early.
That's no excuse. Everybody else in the class has a hard time in the morning, too, but manages to be here on time.
But the traffic is really bad in the morning.
It's bad for everyone else, too. I thought we had discussed this before. I was going to call your mom.
Oh, please don't call my parents. I promise this will never happen again.
I'm afraid if this happens again, I need to talk to your parents. Are we clear?
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Hello, where to, ma'am?
Take me to the airport, please.
All right, fasten your seatbelt, please.
I'm sorry, but can you step on it, please? I have to catch a 12 o'clock flight, and I think I'm late.
I'm afraid we're in a traffic jam. Don't you see the car stuck up in front of us?
I'd better take a subway. Would you pull over in front of that station?
All right, you can get off now.
Oh, do you know which subway line I should take to get to the airport?
I think you should take the purple line.
Thank you. What's the fare, please?
It's $5.60.
Here you are. You can keep the change.
Thank you.
10번. 다음을 듣고 인도의 경찰관이 퀴즈쇼에 출연한 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
The most popular TV show in India in 2000 was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It was a very popular quiz show, and a person who answered all the questions won money. But there wasn't any winner for the first 6 months. In October 2000, a policeman from Bombay answered the 15 questions easily. He was the first person to win the show's top prize. He said he actually didn't go on the show to win, but to meet the show's presenter, Indian movie star Amitabh Bachchan. He was very excited that not only he met the movie star, but also he won unexpectedly. But he was less pleased when he discovered that he had to pay nearly half his prize money in tax later.
11번. 대화를 듣고 다음 구인 목록에서 남자가 하고 싶어하는 일을 고르시오.
Peter, are you going back to your hometown for the vacation?
No, I'm going to stay here and get a part-time job.
I've got the job listing in the newspaper. Do you want to see it with me?
Sure, thanks. Well, mostly they're restaurant jobs.
Yeah, look here. They need some cooks at the Sunrise restaurant, and I know you're a really good cook.
I like cooking, but I'm looking for a part-time job.
Oh, I see. Then this one, a cocktail server. It pays more than any other part-time job on the list.
Right, but I'm not sure if I could do the job well. I don't know how to make a cocktail.
I see, but you still have other choices.
Yeah, actually I'm interested in different kinds of coffee and the way to make it.
Really? But the pay isn't that high compared to other jobs.
But I don't mind. Maybe I'll give a call and ask if the job is still open right now.
Okay, I wish you good luck.
12번. 대화를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
You look like you're fuming. What's going on?
The boss is being unreasonable. He flared up at me, making a mountain out of a molehill.
What's the molehill he made a mountain out of?
I only made a few more extra copies and he blew up at me.
What did he say to you?
He told me that I wasted a lot of paper.
Oh, the same thing also happened to me before. I was so surprised to see him get angry like that.
I don't understand. He wasn't like that before.
I think it's because he has been under a lot of pressure recently.
What do you mean?
The company has been losing a lot of money and he's been very depressed.
Well, but it doesn't mean that he can vent his anger on me.
13번. 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오. 1번.
Where are you headed for?
I'm going to the library to check out some books.
2번.
Have you finished reading the books?
No, I haven't. I'm still reading them.
3번.
Let me get them for you.
Thanks. I was going to almost drop them.
4번.
Where can I check out books?
You can check out on the first floor.
5번.
Do you need any help?
Yes. Can you tell me where I can find books on English literature?
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, waiter?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, but is this what I ordered?
Yes, you ordered grilled hot shrimp with stir-fried vegetables. Is there any problem with your food?
Actually, the food tastes a little bit flat. Isn't it supposed to be hot and spicy?
Yes, actually, this is the hottest of our menu.
I don't think this food is spicy enough for me.
No, really? You must be really partial to spicy food.
Yes, so I'd like to make it spicier. Do you have any hot sauce?
Sure, we have some Tabasco sauce. Would that be okay with you?
That'd be great. I'll need a lot, though.
15번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Hello. I'd like to exchange some money to the US dollar.
Okay. How much money do you have?
I have 200,000 won.
According to the exchange rate, it'll be about $200.
I see. And also, I want to cash this check, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'll need your identification. You can use your driver's license or your ID card.
I'm not a citizen of this country, so I don't have either of them, but my passport. Is it okay?
Oh, sure. That'll be fine. Can I have your signature right here on the back of the check?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you. Now, would you like this in large or small bills? Welcome to my housewarming.
Thanks. I brought some wine for you.
Oh, you didn't have to bring anything but yourself, but thank you very much. You didn't get lost, did you?
No. Your directions were perfectly okay. So this is your new apartment, huh?
Yes. Let me take your coat and then show you around.
Wow, it's big. And I like your windows.
Yes, they let in a lot of light during the day. This is the living room.
I like what you've done to the place.
Thanks. And the kitchen's over there, and the bedroom is back over there.
Great. They look so nice.
Please have a seat and make yourself comfortable.
Okay. This is a very comfortable couch. Oh, can I use your bathroom?
Kathy and Tom were best friends when they were little. They graduated from the same middle school. After their graduation, Tom and his family immigrated to Australia because of his father's business. They lived there for more than 15 years, and now Tom is working as a manager at his father's restaurant. Kathy became a teacher, and she went traveling to Australia during her summer vacation. By accident, she came to Mike's father's restaurant without knowing that he was there. While Kathy was eating, she saw Mike and recognized him at once, because he hadn't changed a lot. She came to him and said hello, but he seemed not to recognize her at first because she gained a lot after graduating. After saying hi to each other, what would Mike probably say to Kathy?